So this ritual is what we call a ritual. The reason that we call it a ritual and also a sacrament, some of you have been familiar with the Roman Catholic. I think they got 7 different sacraments, one of them even marriage, and that's okay. We as Protestant only have 2. And I'll tell you why we only have 2. The 2 is Holy Communion and baptism. Why? Because Jesus instituted it, but he also participated in it. So he's not asking us to do anything that he hadn't done himself. Remember when John the Baptist baptized Jesus? Jesus never baptized anybody, although he let the Holy Spirit do it. We talked about the baptism in the Spirit for weeks and weeks. But that's what we do. So we recognize what Christ done for us in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup. It's symbolism, that's for sure. But the whole story goes back when they were in the upper room celebrating the Passover. The Passover from the death angel from the bondage in Egypt. That's where the term comes from. And they celebrate the different feasts. We celebrate and recognize all the different feasts today. The Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Hanukkah, and all the other feasts. Jesus participated in these. He was raised in the Jewish tradition. And so the disciples, when they gathered for the Passover meal, and Jesus presented the traditions of that day, and he talked about the bread, and when he broke it, he gave it to his disciples, and with the symbolism saying, this bread represents my body, which will be broken for you. And then likewise, in the Passover meal, there's 4 cups of wine. The 3rd cup is called the cup of redemption. And when he picked that cup up, he lifted it to heaven and said, O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup. And then he told him, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sin. So we have all that wrapped up in an itty-bitty tiny cup. I like this in some ways, as you've heard me say before. If you ever go to an Episcopal church or a Roman Catholic church, they use these little wafers all the time. Very rare do they use the real bread. Sometimes they do, but very rare. So when you take this little wafer, it represents Jesus' body broken for you. He said, take, eat this, and do this in remembrance of me. So when you put this little wafer in your mouth, just let it lay on your tongue. It's bland. It is bland. But then you take the cup or the juice. And when you... I'm glad you did this, Judy, but I can't get this one off. I don't want to spill it all over me. And then when you take the cup, which represents Jesus' blood, and you drink it, your taste buds come alive. That bland wafer disappears. Thank you. Lord, thank you. And when we go back into the world, we always have a dismissal of the table when we're here. Rise and go in peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Knowing that your sins have been forgiven and you have been made whole in Jesus' name. Amen.